Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no doctor's jazz in my dream.
We are going on a road trip once again on this Dr. Jazz Hour. This time to the great state of Indiana, the Hoosier State, the crossroads of America, home of the Indy 500, the Pacers, the Colts, and Notre Dame. That's the place. The song Back Home Again in Indiana was written in 1917 and has become a jazz standard. Tenor saxophonist Lester Young recorded it in 1952 with Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Ray Brown bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. Trumpeter Chet Baker and alto and flute player Bud Shank recorded the James Dean Story album in 1957 with a big band. Included on the album is a piece titled Fairmont, Indiana. The actor James Dean lived on a farm near Fairmont with his Quaker aunt and uncle from age 9. The word Hoosier translates loosely as a country bumpkin. In 1927, Gene Goldkett and his big band recorded Hoosier Sweetheart. The band at the time included Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Frankie Trumbauer on C Melody saxophone, and Joe Venuti on violin.
Thank you. your gal? Who's your sweetheart? Who's your pal? Tell me, who do you woo when I stay away too long? Is it true someone who takes my place when I'm gone? Who's your sweetheart? Wait for me. Who's your sweetheart? Soon I'll be rolling high back to my Indiana and you. Who's your sweetheart? Say who.
We are listening to jazz about the state of Indiana on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Swiss pianist Alex Bunyon recorded Oaktown on his Tales from the Bright Side release of 1995. Oaktown is a very small town in southern Indiana. Naptown is a nickname for Indiana's capital city, Indianapolis. Guitarist Herb Ellis recorded Naptown Blues, written by indie native Wes Montgomery, on the album Roll Call of 1991. Mel Ryan on organ and Jake Hanna on drums. Wabash is a small city in northern Indiana on the banks of the Wabash River. The Charleston Chasers recorded Wabash Blues in 1927. This band included trumpeter Red Nichols, trombonist Miff Mole, and clarinetist Jimmy Dorsey.
Thank you. Thank you.
The great state of Indiana is the focus on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Nat Adderley composed Wabash and tenor man Scott Hamilton recorded it on his 1999 release, Blues, Bops, and Ballads. Trumpet solo by Greg Gispert and trombone by Joel Helleny. Julie London sang Back Home Again in Indiana with a band led by Jimmy Rolls on her 1957 album, Julie. Then the seven-piece Preservation Hall Jazz Band of New Orleans will do the Indie Blues.
Thank you. home again in Indiana. And it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new moon hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. Seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight. Ooh, it's shining so bright through the sycamores for me. The new moon hay sends all its fragrance from fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. Back home again.
Thank you.
This last set of jazz about the state of Indiana on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with trombonist J.J. Johnson doing Naptown, USA from his 1956 album, J is for Jazz. Solos by Johnson, Bobby Jasper on tenor, Hank Jones piano, and Elvin Jones on drums. Then altoist Lee Konitz will play another version of Back Home Again in Indiana with a quartet from his Inside Hi-Fi album of 1956. And this program will conclude with trumpeter Roy Eldridge playing the Wabash Stomp with an octet in 1937. Thank you.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.